This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Lamed Tes. We're going to learn now Sif Ches and Tes. Ein nikachin elo min hamumcha shabaki b'chaseres v'yaseres. You can only purchase stam from an expert, someone who knows and is proficient in the missing yuds and vavs or the extra vavs and yuds and vavs. Says Mishnah Berurah min hamumcha, avaloi mimi she'ein hamumcha, not from someone who is not a mumcha. Afal pisha lo kech roitzel levadkan. You say, what's the big deal? I'll buy it, and I'll check it. If it's good, great. If it's not good, then I won't use it. Why do I have to buy it from a mumcha? I need to check it well, but why do I have to purchase it from a mumcha? Mumcha, no. Lefi sheyesh lacha shema yisatzab of the kasan. We're afraid that once you buy, you may be lazy in checking it. Mimnei shetayrach ulai lahasar hatfira velachsar ulatafran. Because it's going to be a bother to remove the stitching, and then to sew it up again. Upashod, it's obvious. Demi shehu soifer kavua larabim hu bechlal mumcha. What is a mumcha? A mumcha is your well-known, used soifer by the community. He's considered a mumcha. Even though you personally didn't test him, you wouldn't even know how to test him, but a good sign that someone is a mumcha is if the community uses him. Umezuzah, v'adin parcha shel tefillin nikachas afilu sheloi min hamincha. Ah, a mezuzah let's see until now we're talking about tefillin, mezuzahs, and svarim, and the Mechaber says ein nikachin ela min hamumcha shebaki b'chaseres v'yaseros. So the Mishnah Berurah now says, "Umezuzah v'adin parshas don nikachas afilu shaloi min hamumcha, uvetnai sheiv dekena achar kach."
It's supposed to be actual tefillin that are going to be a tear to open up. He's just buying the cloth here.
Mm-hmm. So many wants to say that until now we're talking about a closed pair. You know, you buy it as it is, so it's a. You can't only buy from a mumcha. Why? Because even though you say you're going to check it, it's a pain in the neck to open and close it. But to buy the parshas as is and take your chances, that we do allow you to purchase. Okay, good. Sif tes. Lakach mimi she'enoi mumcha. If you bought it, if you're not supposed to, but you went ahead and you bought it from someone who's not a mumcha, tzarech lebodkin, you got to check it. Lakach mimenu mea ktzitzois. Let's say you bought 100 pairs. So do you have to check every one, or is there a way to establish that the seller was in fact a mumcha? Boidik meyam shloisha ktzitzos. You should check three pairs. Shtayim shel, three individual boxes. Shtayim shel roish. Take two shel roish. V'achas shel yad. Or oishtayim shel v'achas shel roish. In mitzon kasherim. Huchzik ze ha'ish. This person has a chazaka, v'harei kulam ksherim, you could assume they're all kosher, v'ein hashar tzarech b'dika, the rest don't need to be checked. V'im lekachan tzvasim tzvasim. Let's say you purchased it, pairs, meaning if you bought 100 boxes, then you check three of them. But what if you bought pairs and pairs? So then, cheskasam me'anoshim harbehim lekuchim. The presumption is that he got it from different people. Meaning, let's say he bought it mounds and mounds, different piles. So presumably, he didn't get it all from the same guy. He got it from different sellers. Cheskasam me'anoshim harbehim lekuchim. Presumably, they were bought from different people. Lefikach boidig mikol seves shnayim shalosh ve'echad shal yad shnayim shal ve'echad shal rosh. From each group, you got to check three. Hamoicher tefillin va'amar shahayu shal adam gadol ne'eman ve'enem tzrichim bedika. Someone who sells tefillin, and the seller says, "You know who wore this tefillin? The Chafetz Chaim wore this tefillin. The Vilna Gaon wore this tefillin." The seller has a cheskas kashrus, and now the tefillin don't have to be checked. Sivkatan chaf, lakach. You bought it from someone who's not a mumcha. What does that mean? We just said in Sivches, you're not allowed to buy it from someone who's not a mumcha. So Mishnah Berurah says, b'di'eved. It means if you went ahead and you did it anyway. Or, oisha ein sham mumcha ba'ir, or there is no mumcha. So you have to check it. What do you have to check it for? Says the Mishnah Berurah, b'chaseres v'yaseros. You have to check if any letters are missing, any missing yods, any extra vavs. V'adin b'tmunas ha'isyas im heim ka'alacha. You have to check whether the letters are formulated properly. The Chanal b'simin alam and vav sif aleph ein locha shema ibdan shaloi lishman. You don't have to be concerned. Maybe it was tanned shaloi lishman. Da kol b'kiyin b'zeh. Everyone is expert about this. The dershu brings interesting shaila. Let's say a moicher tefillin, and you see he has tefillin. They're all kosher, but they're only kosher b'di'eved. Do you have to tell the buyers? You know, you should know this guy, his tefillin are kosher, but they're not kosher l'charchila. So Rav Vazna writes in Shevet Alevi, Chelek Alev Siman Zainois Beis, that if you see the buyer is a medaktik b'mitzvah, that he's the kind of guy who wants to do things l'charchila, you have to let him know. However, if the buyer... Actually, Rav Vazna is talking about where the buyer himself knows he has a pair of tefillin that is not kosher l'charchila, does he have to tell... Does the seller have to tell the buyer? So it depends what kind of buyer it is. If the buyer is somebody who's medaktik b'mitzvahs, then it's a mekach tos if he doesn't tell him. If he's a guy, kind of guy who's not looking to be medaktik b'mitzvahs, it would not be mekach tos. Okay. Ve'in hashar. Sivkatan chaf beiz. The rest don't need bedika. V'hu sha'omer sheksavan ba'atzmai. The case where all you need to do is check three and that's good enough is where the seller says he wrote it himself, or he says he bought it from one guy. Then you could assume that the guy who he says he got it from wrote it all himself, because they're all in one pile. Now, what if the seller says that this tefillin comes from an Adam Gadol? Nero du adinim amar shalakachan memumcha. Or if, let's say, a seller says, I got it from a world-famous moicher stam, Neman. Why? The Eidachanam Bisurin. The Dersha brings a woman who sells tefillin. He brings from the Afike Maginim. Has Neamanus to say that it belonged to an Adam Gadol. What does a person have to do to demonstrate that they have a cheskas kashrus, that you could trust them legabe stam? So the Dirshu quotes from the Aruch HaShulchan Yardei Sim Kuf Yotes, that if he acts alpi the halachos, he puts on talis, he puts on tefillin, he davens three times a day, he washes his hands for achila, and he conducts his household bekashrus. Those are the, that's the criteria. Now, says the Magen Avraham, the din of Cheskas Kashus, because the Magen Al Kapanu Beinim Shemakinu says Shumuchsuk Bekashus. To utilize the Eidachan Amisurim, you have to recognize that he's Muchsuk Bekashus. Ayin Yoradeus Sim Kofiotes Sif Beis Bahaga Ulfi Hamavur Sham Muchach. Based on what's explained over there, it's clear. Dimra'u Shalav Shem Baatzmai. If you see that a guy who has Cheskas Kashus wears it for himself, Neman B'chal Gavnai. He's always believed the lavar ba'atzmei vada enechasha. He's not suspect of being over himself. Va'ayin shal b'shach sivkatan alaf. Ve'enam tzrichem b'dika shechazaka al chaver she'enay moitzi mitachas yado yadavar she'enam asukan. There is a presumption on a Talmud Chacham that he won't release something that is not correct. Okay? So let's hold it here. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we'll finish up Simen Lamed Tes, begin Simen Mem. And by the end of this week, we will be 1 week ahead. Okay? Have a...
Yeah, the Meretz Chayis that said you sell a make a title to a court for Shvuah?
Yes.
Even though you tried to be Menei Shvuah, no? So what are they going to do with it?
It's a secular court, and if they have to make a Jew swear, they're going to get it. They need it. That's their procedure. So the question is, could you sell it to them? It sounds like in combination with Ava, you'd be allowed to. Again, nowadays, they don't do it on a Sefer Torah. Maybe they do it on a Bible. I don't know what their policies are.
And by the way, there was a story a few years ago, like maybe 47 photo.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.